59 Seconds by Richard Wiseman. Read by Peter Noble. Introduction. Self-help exposed, Sophie's question, and the potential for rapid change. Do you want to improve an important aspect of your life? Perhaps lose weight, find your perfect partner, obtain your dream job, or simply be happier? Try this simple exercise. Close your eyes and imagine the new you. Think how great you would look in those close-fitting designer jeans, dating Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie, sitting in a luxurious leather chair at the top of the corporate ladder, or sipping a pina colada as the warm waves of the Caribbean gently lap at your feet. The good news is that this type of exercise has been recommended by some in the self-help industry for years. The bad news is that a large body of research now shows that such exercises are, at best, ineffective, and at worst, harmful. Although asking you to imagine your perfect self may make you feel better, engaging in such mental escapism may also have the unfortunate side effect of leaving you unprepared for the difficulties that crop up on the rocky road to success, thus increasing the chances of you faltering at the first hurdle, rather than persisting in the face of failure. Fantasizing about heaven on earth may put a smile on your face, but is unlikely to help transform your dreams into reality. Other research suggests that the same goes for many popular self-help techniques that claim to improve your life. Attempting to think yourself happy by suppressing negative thoughts can make people obsess on the very thing that makes them unhappy. Group brainstorming can produce fewer and less original ideas than individuals working alone. Punching a pillow and screaming out loud can increase rather than decrease your anger and stress levels. Then there's the infamous Yale Goal Study. According to some writers, in 1953, a team of researchers interviewed Yale's graduating seniors, asking them whether they'd written down the specific goals that they wanted to achieve in life. 20 years later, the researchers tracked down the same cohort and found that the 3% of people who had specific goals all those years before had accumulated more personal wealth than the other 97% of their classmates combined. It's a great story, and frequently cited in self-help books and seminars to illustrate the power of goal setting. There is just one small problem. As far as anyone can tell, the experiment never actually took place. In 2007, writer Lawrence Tabak, from his article If Your Goal Is Success, Don't Consult the Gurus, in Fast Company magazine, attempted to track down the study, contacting several writers who had cited it, the secretary of the Yale class of 1953, and other researchers who had attempted to discover whether the study had actually happened. No one could produce any evidence that it had ever been conducted, causing Tabak to conclude that it was almost certainly nothing more than an urban myth. For years, self-help gurus had been happy to describe a study without checking their facts. Both the public and the business world have bought into modern-day mind myths for years, and in so doing, may have decreased the likelihood of achieving their aims and ambitions. Worse still, such failures often encourage people to believe that they cannot control their lives. This is especially unfortunate, as even the smallest loss of perceived control can have dramatic effects on people's confidence, happiness, and lifespan. In one classic study, conducted by Ellen Langer and Jay Roden at Harvard University, called Long-Term Effects of a Control-Relevant Intervention and the Institutionalized Aged, half the residents in a nursing home were given a houseplant and asked to look after it, while the other half were given an identical plant but told that the staff would take responsibility for it. 6 months later, the residents who had been robbed of even this small amount of control over their lives were significantly less happy, healthy, and active than the others.